Welcome back. It's 8:23. Got a cloudy sky. Yeah, we're back to cloudy and 36 degrees. Welcome to the Thursday Talk Around. Great to talk with Janet Gage-Lynn, as always, talking baseball. We switch now to Chankabazoo in our edition of The Morning Zoo. On the phone with me here this morning, Zoo Director Kathy Dickman. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you on this cloudy day?
I know, cloudy day today, but listen, Saturday's forecast looking pretty good. Maybe a few thunderstorms rolling through, but a great day for the zoo opener, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Tell us about the opener and what's coming up in 2022.
Well, first of all, we had to cancel our cleanup days, as you know.
Yes.
So today, we are inviting people to come down all day, if they can help us rake up a little bit and get some of the grounds picked up a little more. We've been working hard on it, but because we didn't have that 100-person turnout because of the cancellation, it made a difference. So if people want to come down today and lend a hand and bring a rake, we're sure welcoming them. The other thing is we're opening no matter what, and it's looking good. It's just a late spring, as we all are experiencing in our own yard. So we will open Saturday. We'll be open 10 to 4 until mid-May, and then we switch to 7 p.m. So lots of exciting things. As you know, your favorites, the cheetahs, will be at eye level with the public. How cool is that?
That is cool, and I love what you say, too, because you've been telling people, folks, when you come down to the zoo, just realize that right now our yard looks like your yard. So, yeah, if you get some volunteers down there to help you kind of get things cleaned up, that would be fantastic.
Indeed, and the animals are ready. They're ready to see the public. They've been ready. The weather, if it doesn't cooperate, it's a really good reason to get a membership, because then you can come as many times as you want to. You can spend as little time there as you wish. I think that people with memberships can, you know, they have that luxury of saying, I'm going to go down, you know, we're on a bike ride, we're on a family bike ride. We just want to go down there and see the rhinos, or we just want to go down there and see Nico, and then we're going to hop back on our bike. So you don't feel you have to do the whole zoo every time, but that's a really nice option, and you can get those on your very first visit. Otherwise, anytime that you go to a reputable zoo or aquarium, you're supporting conservation. So we're excited about what we're doing for conservation. We're excited about tigers coming this summer. We're just ready for 2022 season.
I was going to ask, how's the staff down there and your zookeepers? Are they pretty fired up for the new season to kick off?
Well, they are, but they also are feeling a little anxious about, oh my gosh, if the weather hasn't cooperated. You know, we're still getting drains, you know, thawed and things like that in ponds. So they've been dealing with all of that on top of trying to get habitats and grounds ready. So there's all those things that people may not think about in the infrastructure, in the plumbing areas, and all those things that were winterized and we had to wait to get them ready. Right. So there's all those things. So when you come to the zoo, the first visit, you know, you're going to see a good zoo. Of course you are. It's Chihinkapa.
Right.
But you're going to also see that we're still getting ready for the season. And that's okay, because it gives you that peek into what happens with operations.
Kathy, now, as far as the training sessions, because I know that is really, really popular down in Chankabazoo with your zookeepers and with the public. Is that going to be going on, too, on opening day? Can people catch some training sessions?
They will catch some training sessions. We're not announcing them on opening day due to the weather.
Right.
So we don't want to say, oh, it's 2 o'clock, Tal, and it's pouring rain. But you will see those scheduled as the season begins. As we roll through May, you're going to see those scheduled ones. Now, do know you're likely to catch them anyway, because we train every single day with over 17 species. So you will see that. But the scheduled ones that you actually show up for will be scheduled after our school tours are done in May, because we like to schedule those during the times the schools are there. So you're very likely to see a training session. And you can always follow a keeper. You can always say, hey, there goes some staff. They've got some buckets. They've got some targets in their hand. I know they're going to train somebody, or ask somebody.
Sure.
Because we love to visit with the public. And you're going to see, we've always done that. And we're even going to increase it even more this year.
Fantastic. And you know what? One of my favorite days, year in and year out, is showing up at the zoo and doing the show live. We're going to be doing this tomorrow from 6 until 10, and we're going to cover all the bases down there at the zoo and find out what's coming up in the 2020 season. So, Kathy, looking so forward to talking with you and Tom and the whole crew down there tomorrow at Jankopa Zoo.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Kathy, thanks for taking time out and talking with us here this morning. You have a great day, okay?
We'll see you tomorrow, Bill.
All right. That is Kathy Dickman, director of Jankopa Zoo. And don't forget the big opener coming up Saturday for the 2022 kickoff. It's going to be great. And again, the morning show down there broadcasting live tomorrow from 6 until 10 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It's 8:30. Good morning. Got a mostly cloudy sky, 37 degrees. It is Thursday, April 21st from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablow. It's 8:30. Good morning. A single van rollover north of Buffalo yesterday morning resulted in one passenger needing to be transported by an airmed and the driver being cited for care required. The driver and three other passengers were uninjured in the crash. There was snow falling at the time of the crash and the roadway was snow and slush covered. Terry Almer of Fargo lost control of the vehicle while northbound on Highway 38, began a spin on the roadway and entered the west ditch where the van rolled. No occupants were ejected in the crash, but one passenger, William Christensen of Fargo, was transported by Sanford Life Flight to Sanford Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A prosecutor in the St. Louis County trial of a Duluth police officer who shot an unarmed man through the closed door of his apartment told jurors that the defendant repeatedly fired his weapon, even as he heard the victim begging for his life. Prosecutor Aaron Welsh told jurors Tuesday during opening statements that Officer Tyler Liebfried had time to think and made a choice to shoot again and again, injuring Jared Vile on September 12th of 2020. But Liebfried's attorney, Paul Eng, told the jury that the officer was defending himself against what he believed to be the sound of gunshots. Liebfried is facing several felony charges, including second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Wahpeton and Breckenridge, your internet is about to get a whole lot faster. Soon you will start to see construction crews installing fiber internet down Dakota Avenue, Minnesota Avenue, and select residential neighborhoods. Sign up at your Wahpeton office.